Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Welcoming back to the fold, KACT, 1360 AM in Andrews, Texas. Gerald Reed, thank you very much, sir. I do appreciate that. Joining us now is John Stokes. Now, John is a gun guy, but John also has some background here that makes him uniquely qualified to answer some questions I have currently. John, if you would, for some people that haven't heard you in a while, or maybe you've never heard you before, can you give me a little bit of your background as far as in the tech world?
Sure. I am one of the founders of Ars Technica, which is a large, pretty nerdy technology site that is... We sold to Condé Nast in 2008, and it's sort of like a smaller, geekier sister publication of Wired. And I was a computer engineer for my undergrad, and I've written a book on microprocessor architecture based on the work that I did at Ars, and I've covered technology on and off for some 20 years. I'm in the outdoors and gun space now, but and in preparedness. Space primarily as the last 2 years as a media person, but most of my career has been in technology and technology journalism, software, hardware, that kind of thing.
And you, the website you have now, The Prepared, am I right about that?
That's right, theprepared.com. Yeah.
Now this is it a prepper's resource guide for those that aren't preppers? Is that the way you work that out?
Yeah, it's basically prepping, but what we would call modern prepping. It's not political. We don't get into politics or religion. We don't have a particular, agenda. It's just preparedness. A lot of our readers are urban professional types and people who are worried about, climate change or political upheaval or, just the general state of the world. And so that's the angle that we come at it from. It's not a lot of, we are all gun owners, not the entire staff, but the main editors are all gun owners and gun rights supporters, but we don't really do a lot with firearms on that website. So it's not a kind of classic, guns and beans and ammo prepping thing. It's more first aid kits, shelter, situational awareness, bug out bags, that kind of thing.
Sort of an introducing prepping to the, and I'm sure people will start with you, and it's probably a good resource to get to. But let's shove off on this particular topic. How powerful, in your opinion, is social media?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's just huge. It's the media now. I mean, even the parts of the media that aren't explicitly social media, like the New York Times or the Washington Post, are driven by the conversations that happen on social media. That's where reporters are getting their stories. They're getting them off of Twitter. They're in private groups with each other and in Twitter chats and DMs, talking to each other. So even for people who get their news from Fox or get their news from the New York Times and do not go on Twitter or do not go on Facebook, those venues are, those social media venues are kind of the hive mind for the media class.
How easy is it for these tech giants to manipulate their platforms?
Well, Bill, the business model is manipulation. And I say this not as a matter of conspiracy, but when you go onto Facebook and it shows you an ad for something that you want to buy,
right,
that's a manipulation. The entire advertising-based business model for every one of these platforms that is, relies on algorithms, on profiling, on targeting specific users with specific message, it's about mass behavior modification. That's what the ads are. That's what the targeted digital ads are. These are tools for mass behavior modification. And it sounds creepy and weird and sort of tinfoil hat when I put it that way, but that's explicitly what it is.
Right.
They are trying to get you to click on a link. They're trying to get you to buy a product. And, of course, there's tracking behind that. So when I, as a maker of widgets, I advertise my widget on Facebook, I get really good, high-quality data about who I'm putting the widget in front of. I want to target it at single moms living in Milwaukee that are between the ages of whatever and whatever, and I can get that demographic. I can target my widget at them. I can see how many of them clicked through. I can see how many of them bought when they clicked through, and I can get actionable metrics. So there's a lot of data that goes into this, and the point of these systems is to get people to do things in the real world, to change their behavior in the real world, to buy a product, to click a link, to do a thing, to spend money, to commit resources. So they're incredibly influential, which is interesting when they say, well, we're just neutral and we just pass along the information and, don't blame us for this and that. Well, their advertising model puts the lie to that.
I don't have time for for one question I've got for you, but let's finish up this segment with this. Within social media, they make the claim that they can influence what, between 10 and 15 million votes. Is that, when they say that, is this a show of strength, or is this like a warning that we're running the country now? We're the ones, and we've just begun.
Well, I don't know. I'm not familiar with the context for that particular claim. I know that there are third party experts who have tried to characterize their influence and their impact on the electorate,
right,
as a warning. I know that there's been congressional testimony about how many votes Facebook influences and such. That is very much in the context of a warning.
Right. Well, like I said, I don't have time for the ad. Although I do, I'm gonna go ahead and ask the question, and we'll go through the break, and when we get back, if you want to answer that, then maybe I would. I'd like to hear your answer. The little trap that Trump set up for Twitter when he decided to get out there and start saying crazy stuff about Joe Scarborough, which I think that was his intended trap, but they actually went after something else where they started fact-checking him. Was it actually really, truly one of these things where, when we're looking at it, this is where they take and step away from the idea that they're a bulletin board and they're becoming a publisher? That, when we get back, I want to know the answer to that. And I want to know what that means as far as what they enjoy currently versus what could be done to them in some sort of way of regulating them. John runs a website called The Prepared. And The Prepared is, if you are new to this whole discipline, the idea of, and being a prepper doesn't mean that you're, this is for the zombies, this is for the hurricanes, this is for the floods. And the preppers always come out well, and John is the introduction to getting into that world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners. beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. You can, my guest is John Stokes. His website is theprepared.com. There's a lot of COVID-19 stuff there. I actually thought that COVID-19 would be the catalyst that sort of pulled us apart at the seams. Did you?
I wasn't sure. I thought it would be bad. In terms of social cohesion, I didn't think it would be this bad this fast.
Yeah.
I have been surprised.
Now, do you think COVID-19 led into this and this George Floyd incident, the murder of George Floyd, do you think that was the catalyst that pulled everything apart and got everything in motion, or what do you think?
Absolutely. I don't think we'd be seeing what we're seeing now without the pandemic and the lockdown. I think that there is a lot of pent-up frustration. There's a lot of just a feeling of crazy. There's been a lot of people warning about a loss of social cohesion as a result of the lockdown and the masking up. I mean, you go into a space now, like, I don't know about you, but I went to Academy Sports the other day to buy ammo, and for one, most of the ammo is gone, and for two, some people have masks on, some people don't. People are sort of distancing. They're looking at each other weird. The vibe is weird. There are no bikes. I tried to get a bicycle for my daughter. So there's stuff that's missing. It just kind of feels like a little bit in disarray.
Right.
You go anywhere you go, people are just eyeing each other. If you got a mask on, if you don't have a mask on, it's a strange vibe out there. It's just things are weird, things are messed up, and it doesn't feel normal. And it doesn't feel like anybody's in control and like anybody knows what's next. And so I think that mood, that vibe, that kind of energy of nobody's in charge, nobody's in control, nobody knows what we're doing, we're making this up as we go along. I'm hearing one thing from one person, another thing from another. We're just all making it up. I think that is that has sort of put people in a headspace where they're just like, screw it, I'm just going to do what I want to do, burn it all down or whatever it is that some of these folks are doing. I really think that this has, I don't think you have the scenes that we're seeing now out of the cities without the preceding 2 months of pandemic.
So back to the question I posed to you, which was, did Trump, when Twitter decided to fact check Trump, did he in fact, and is this the smoking gun where everybody says, so you guys really aren't a bulletin board. You are actually content publishers who have decided to, look at the content coming and refine that to your liking.
I know that is that's one way of thinking about Section 230. My understanding from the lawyers that I've talked to and followed on this, and I followed this back in the day actually when this was first announced and when this law was first passed. I was at Ars Technica and I was one of the people that covered this. It doesn't work the way that people on either side, the left or the right, are saying that it works. Basically, if you're a platform, you're not liable for what people post on the platform, even if you moderate the content. I don't think that they're in danger of losing their Section 230 protection. The problem and the danger that is posed is, just recently, I think the former president of Iran got on and said something completely crazy that was wrong, and they did not bother to fact check his tweet.
Right.
The Chinese China's Global Times outlet is making crazy claims about the United States inventing COVID-19, and Twitter does not fact check their tweet. So when they get into this business of trying to fact check certain tweets, they don't have the bandwidth to fact check all the crazy that is happening on that platform. So they're going to have to target specific individuals. And when they start doing that, then those individuals can, quite legitimately cry foul. Like, why are you picking on me and not picking on this other guy over here? But in terms of losing their Section 230 protections, I disagree with Ted Cruz and some of these others. I don't think that's the way the law works. And my understanding is that that's not the way the law works. And a lot of libertarians pushed for this law, the EFF pushed for this law, and they structured it specifically so that you could have an online platform and you could moderate the online platform and still not be held liable for your moderation decisions and for what people publish on it.
Right.
Now, where this is going to actually go in terms of the courts and all this, I don't know. But I know the intent of the law is this very, very much laissez-faire, free market thing that I just articulated. The intent of it was to keep the government out of these platforms and to keep the platforms immune from lawsuits based on what users put on them, even if they're doing moderation.
Which is sort of makes them like a utility, like a phone line. With a regular old landline Ma Bell phone, I could pick up the phone and call you and plan to murder all kinds of people, and Ma Bell was not liable for me making that phone call, right?
That's kind of thing.
So the next question I want to ask you when we get back is: does the government, if they're looking at this and if they're seeing this deliberately targeted behavior that's happening in various avenues, can they get out there and cry foul about that and say, this was meant to protect you from liability and you guys are doing this instead? That's the question when we get back. I'm looking at the prepared, and the website is really good. They have the best masks. They have the best MREs. They have the best bug out bags. Blowout kits, IFACs. They have a list of these. You've done a very good job, John. I'm impressed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The third and final memorial service set in Houston, Texas for George Floyd has concluded. Jack Brewer is an ordained minister and former NFL player. He tells Fox News, now is the time when we need to heal as a nation.
Today is the day. This is the moment. I think this is that catalyst. Because everyone who's watching this, everyone who's felt all these emotions, we're all feeling the same thing.
Cristobal is not done yet. The tropical depression will bring heavy rain and possibly flooding to areas of the Midwest. The storm brought heavy rains, fierce wind, and flooding when it came on shore Sunday in Louisiana. It's expected to dump heavy rains over the Mississippi Valley, with that rain then spreading into Wisconsin and Michigan on Wednesday. And President Trump set to get back out on the campaign trail and hold rallies. The president will be taking precautions at those rallies, including temperature checks. You're listening to USA Radio News. Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot says it will take a Herculean effort to keep businesses open in disadvantaged neighborhoods after looting and damage occurred during the first weeks of protests following the death of George Floyd. Lightfoot, on a conference call with city leaders in Chicago, also says,
now, I don't know about you, but I haven't seen like this before, not in Chicago. I've been on calls and text messages all day with people who fought hard to bring economic development to areas of the city, only to see, like, the Walgreens, the CVS, the grocery store, everything vanished in an eye blink.
The Trump administration is releasing $25 billion in health providers for Medicare patients. Congress had set aside the money as part of the coronavirus relief package. A bipartisan group of senators wrote a letter to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar asking about the delay in releasing the funds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. My guest John Stokes runs a website called ThePrepared.com. The Prepared is a collection of free, obsessively researched reviews of the best prepper gear and skills so you can protect your life, family, and home in an emergency. Our experts do the work so you don't have to. No propaganda. All are welcome. They have the prepping checklists for beginners and rational reasons that you should prepare. And trust me, there's a lot of people during COVID-19 that wish they'd prepared. I can guarantee you that. Do you have like a emergency food supply or anything like that already set up? I noticed you picked out the best MREs. Did you try any?
I didn't do that review. I have a stash of MREs from about 5 or 6 years ago, so mine are pretty dated. I mostly have a lot of Mountain House. And then when a couple of weeks before the COVID lockdown, I started building up my stocks of canned goods and pasta and cereal and rice and, you know, all the kind of basic shelf-stable stuff from Costco, from a restaurant supply store, that kind of thing.
Did you notice when that all began that most gun owners and, of course, preppers, of course, didn't get all excited about this because we didn't have to buy guns, we didn't have to buy ammo, and a lot of us have food and water just in case. Did you notice that?
Yeah, that was definitely true. A lot of preppers were already well on their way to being ready for the lockdowns. I mean, honestly, aside from stocking up on food that my kids will want to eat so I don't have to eat into my expensive Mountain House stash. I bought a bunch of board games and, you know, kind of goofy stuff to kind of while away the time in lockdown with, which turned out to be not the best decision because I have been super mega busy with the prepared. Right. You know, it's been nonstop. So I haven't had nearly as much time for all the board games that I bought as I thought I would. But yeah, we were pretty well prepped up. So,
well, I have to have a chat offline. I've got a bunch of prep questions I want to ask, purely for my own edification. But back to the question I posed before we went to break. Now, if these social media sites, which are wielding a bunch of power, are going to go out there and selectively target a philosophical approach in politics and go after that and only that, and at the same time, you know, we just heard on the news on Twitter about the professors teaching, you know, put out a primer on Twitter on how to pull down a monument. Vandalism 101, if you will. If that's allowed, but Trump isn't allowed to say what he wants without them interfering with that, do they actually deserve the protection of Title 230?
You know, that is a question for the lawyers. I mean, I think probably technically speaking, they do. I would say, like, for me, as somebody who is concerned, I am not a libertarian, I will admit, but I'm extremely sympathetic to a lot of techno-libertarian concerns around this. And so as an entrepreneur and a business person, sure, what I want is to be able to, if I stand up a social platform tomorrow and it goes viral, I want the protection of 230. I want people to be able to go on there and say stupid things, and I want to be able to moderate the way that I see fit in a way that somebody else may not like and may disagree with, and not lose my my kind of utility status. Now, there's a separate question. When these guys get to be as big as they are, I think there's an issue of when you're as large as a Facebook or when you're as important as a Twitter, maybe you come under an extra layer of scrutiny with your moderation practices and how that is doled out. I'm certainly open to that. You know, I wouldn't want to burden smaller networks that are trying to compete with Facebook with this kind of thing. If somebody wants to start a pro-gun social network, and if you come on there and you spout a bunch of random lies, you know, gun control lies, and they moderate you, I don't want them to get in legal trouble, or vice versa. Somebody wants to start a gun control social network.
Right.
You know, I want people to be able to do what they want to do and moderate how they want to moderate. But there is an argument, I think, to be made that when you've got something that's the size of a Facebook or the importance of a Twitter, they have a different level of scrutiny. But I don't know if Section 230 is the avenue for that. For that kind of enforcement.
Should they, I got no problem with them if they were to, I've been on Facebook when I could do and post whatever I wanted to post, and I could put up a picture of a gun, right? And I did that more than once, and then I would have sponsors say, like, I had a company that did performance underwear. And I would try to promote their post, and I try to pay for an ad to promote their post. And they would tell me that my page promotes the sale of guns and ammunition, or that I'm selling guns and ammunition. They would tell me no. Sometimes they would approve it, sometimes they would not, and come back with that excuse. And it seemed to be basically a game of 52 pickup. But it seemed like the algorithm was designed to where just the simple imagery of a gun disqualified me from doing other things for my sponsors, which, you know, really the only reason I'm on Facebook is because I have a radio show. And but at the same time, now they'll let me have a paid ad to promote my page, which I find incredible because I've got all kinds of stuff that I would think would rub them wrong. But you know, maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't know. But I run ads on that to, you know, promote the page and everything else and, you know, promote the show. And they allow that. Over and over and over again, they allow that. YouTube. Of course, I got demonetized on YouTube. And I got offered. They would not tell me which. They said that certain videos had violated community standards. But they wouldn't tell me which ones. So I just never have remonetized it. They said you can apply for remonetization in 30 days. I just didn't do it. So I don't feel like they're treating me the way they would, say, the Democratic Party or the leader of Iran. I don't feel like they, I don't feel like some of these places are treating me the same way. And quite honestly, with some of the stuff that they seem to attempt to do, it just sort of makes me, especially Twitter, which I don't really use that much, but Twitter, Facebook, on the, or YouTube, on the other hand, and Google, they seem to be just sort of, quite honestly, they seem like they're poking the bear. But when we get back, well, I'll let you give me your outlook on that. ThePropared.com. One of the things I haven't done yet is I have never put together a get-home bag or a bug-out bag. And one of the reasons I haven't done it is because, one, I haven't ever gone out and bought the designated backpack to do it. But they have an article where they have tested and recommend 40 different backpacks for you to choose from. And, I mean, I'm a big Mystery Ranch fan, John. So, I mean, I'm very pleased you guys tried that one out because I'm a big Mystery Ranch fan. Check them out at theprepared.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with John Stokes. He has a website called ThePrepared.com. If you haven't, if you're like me, I mean, I'm sort of on the fringes of that, and there's been a couple of questions I've had. That's the place to go, I think. It seems like a very comprehensive. I'm you know, for this to be for beginners, these are some very advanced beginners, John.
Well, you know, I was actually going to push back a little bit on the idea that the site is for beginners. It's beginner friendly, but we are you know, there, it's also advanced prepper friendly too. I mean, one of the things that we do
now, obviously,
is we strip out the fantasy, and we also strip out a lot of the conflicts of interest that happen on these prepper sites where somebody's getting a piece of gear for free and they're giving it a good review. We buy the vast majority of the gear. We do reach out to the manufacturers, but a lot of times they don't send us anything and we just buy the unit. We raised a fundraising round, that was covered in TechCrunch, and so we have the cash on hand. And so when I did my review of some 40 or 50 something solar panels and I hooked them up to a multimeter and I took readings and temperature readings with a FLIR camera and I measured the solar output under different conditions, we bought most of those panels. We bought most of the paracord that I did when I load tested the paracord. We bought a lot of the packs. And the big pack review that we mentioned. And so if you won't play ball and give us a review unit, we will just buy it and we will review it anyway. And whether we bought it or whether we got sent it, we just say what we think because we're not advertising based. All our money comes from affiliate revenue. So if you don't trust our recommendations and you don't click buy, then we don't make any money.
Gotcha. Pretty clean. It's pretty clean. Plus, I'm looking at your stuff about EMPs. I'm going to be reading that later on. Anyway, we're talking about social media. Talking about social media with John. This is his pedigree. He is a has started and stopped a few things here and there. Is social media? There's two things about social media I want to ask. Is social media out of control? And is social media, does social media threaten with their bias? Do they have enough bias to be threatening?
I think the answer to the first question is the first thing I think of is out of whose control. Social media is very much in the control of the advertisers, whoever they are, whoever's writing checks. And they have a lot of control over their content, but are they out of any kind of democratic control, government accountability, accountability to the public or to democracy? I mean, yeah, they're out of control by that metric. Social media is best thought of as a mass behavior modification mechanism that anyone can avail themselves of with a credit card and a laptop. So we don't always know who is using these platforms to alter whose behavior. And sometimes the platforms themselves don't know who is using these platforms to alter your behavior. But if I wanted to go and give Facebook a credit card and buy ads and target a particular group and try to get them to do a thing, to fill out a survey, to buy a product, to download a file, I can do that. And I can, there's a lot of knobs for me this week, and I can control that.
Right.
But if you're trying to, you know, I could be a bad guy. I could be a good guy. You know, I could maybe not have your best interest in mind. Or, you know, I could be a nonprofit that has your best interest in mind. Facebook doesn't care. You know, Facebook is trying to keep itself from getting sued, so they're not going to let me send you malware.
Right.
They filter that out. But yeah, they're responsive to advertiser dollars and a little bit to the political context. As for if they're biased, I think they are. And they're sort of, you know, there's a lot of cultural bias there. Twitter is extremely biased. Twitter is completely out of control. I'm quite confident in saying that Twitter is bananas when it comes to, the kind of extreme radical left bias to a degree that I don't understand. I mean, you can be banned permanently from Twitter for saying something like the definition of a woman is an adult human female. Like, that's considered hate speech on Twitter. So that's bananas. Facebook is less bad. YouTube is less bad than Twitter. With the crusading, I tend to think of Facebook and YouTube as a little more mercenary and a little more just kind of classically concerned with market incentives. Whereas, like, I think on Twitter, there is an element within the company that is very activist and is looking to silence certain voices and elevate others.
Should we, within, and you know, the first thing that I think about with social media is that social media is voluntary. Nobody is forcing anybody to use social media. Except social media has supplanted a lot of stuff like YouTube. Now, who watches TV anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Who watches TV anymore? YouTube has sort of taken that away. It has moved the needle on that. Facebook, the beauty of Facebook for me was when I got on Facebook, I was looking for all of my long lost high school buddies. So, you know, I got out my yearbook and I started looking them up by name. And, you know, I found a few of them, didn't find all of them, but I found a few of them. I thought this was stupendous, Brian. This is a great resource to have. And I've seen where Zuckerberg seems like he's trying to arrest some certain things from that are happening. I'm willing to let him give that a shot. YouTube, I think YouTube wants to be a fully monetized thing to where they're not paying anybody and they want to control all the content. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that YouTube is definitely looking, you know, to keep as much of those ad dollars as they can.
Yeah. I'm kind of wondering, because I'm kind of thinking that YouTube, at least, and maybe Facebook, you know, Facebook keeps having these data breaches, which to me, that's sort of a That's a shortcoming. That's a bigger, in a lot of cases, that's a shortcoming of a type that I don't want to be involved in, but I sort of am. But do you think that in the dark web there's some kids out there right now writing the next YouTube?
I don't, and I'll tell you why. Because YouTube has something that the problem of competing with YouTube is not a tech problem, it's a scale problem.
Right.
YouTube sits on Google's platform, and they use Google's world-spanning network essentially for free. So YouTube has delivery. They have very, very low-cost delivery. If I just want to make up numbers, let's say that it costs YouTube a penny to send out a gigabyte of video to a bunch of viewers. Let's say it costs them a penny. It's going to cost me, at least 10 cents to send out that same gigabyte of video because I have to pay Google or Amazon to send it for me, whereas, YouTube doesn't have to pay Google. They can get that bandwidth at cost. So if I am trying to monetize myself, I have to make, Google can sell an ad on that gigabyte worth of video for 2 cents.
Right.
And they have made a penny's worth of profit. I have to sell an ad for 11 cents.
Right.
To make a penny's worth of profit. Now, if you are a...
We're running out of time, John. I just looked at the clock. I was too busy listening to you, and I should have been... I'll be back in touch with you. I want to continue this if you've got the time to do this. This is fascinating stuff. Go to theprepared.com and check Mr. Stokes out. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, the third hour's inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.